Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jess Saucier coming live here, Jess 101 Realism. I don't know why I say it like that. I gotta figure some shit out about that, because he wrote with you. This is just for fun. Well, you know, if it makes me money, because I am pretty goddamn funny, you know, then fuck. I will definitely change whatever. Well, no, I won't change whatever, because I'm not gonna do what you tell me to do. I am who I am, and I am who I am. And I am, what is that song? Oh, no, not Eminem, like, obviously. I am whoever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? Surprisingly, and embarrassingly, not embarrassingly, I'm not embarrassed about it at all, but I guess what it's embarrassing about it is when they're like, okay, and the song comes on, and you've already told people that you know most of the lyrics, they expect you to sit there and rap it, and it's like, you know, I'm not like a rapper, so it's like, I can't really sit here and do it justice, but I do know the words, like, forget about Dre. Nowadays, no, see, like, that doesn't even, I gotta start from the beginning. Oh, sorry guys, long day, let's see. Y'all know me, still the same old G. And there's, like, certain things that I don't know, like, that line right after that, I don't really know, but then I know the next one, the next one, then I don't know the next one. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, but they got something to say. But if someone comes out and they move the lips, it's a bunch of gibberish. Motherfuckers act like they got about Dre. So why do you hate on somebody who... No, wait, why do you hate on somebody? Is that what he says? Why do you play on somebody? I'm too tired for this right now, and this was not the purpose of the podcast. The purpose of the podcast is I'm dyeing my hair. And not, like, dyeing my hair. Like, I'm not, like, going gray. I'm, like, just updating the roots, I suppose. And I'm more of an auburn reddish. So, I got the one that was on sale, which was a good one. And I got a pretty sweet deal on it at Walgreens, because I had $5 in Walgreens money to apply to it. So, it was, like, literally only, like, $4 when it was, like, an $8, like, L'Oreal one. But it came with this, like, red kind of stimulant, because red's really difficult to keep maintained. So it looks like I'm, like, killed somebody in this bathroom. Thank fuck. I've got paper towels down. Like, I've got shit everywhere, but I've got fucking shit all, like, red shit all over me. And it's like, I fucking hate it. Like, so go ahead and think I'm that funny to me. It looks like I got period fucking. It looks like somebody period in my head in my bathroom. All over the place. Like, that's, like, what it looks like. But it's not. It's going to turn out great. I'm actually really excited to see the results. But to be real, because I fucked up my last go around. Because, you know, your hair grows. And the older you get, your hair grows. And you notice you're fading. And it's like, oh, fuck. Can't make it to the salon, can't afford the salon, don't want to go to the salon, so it's, I really don't. Like, it's not even about affording it or that, anything like that. It's, I don't want to fucking go. Like, I don't want to sit there and awkwardly look at myself in this weird looking fucking black apron that you put around me, and then you want to make small talk. I don't want to talk to you, just like the nail shop. Just get it done. Just do it quickly and get me out of here, because I know that I have to, like, I have responsibilities as a woman that I need to do to maintain my, you know, my sexiness and all that, nails, hair, blah, blah, blah. So if I can do them both at, like, home, but the nail thing I already talked about in another podcast, I cannot motherfucking paint my nails for a shit. I did it once, and then I was, like, running really late, and I was just like, oh, because I had really chipped nails, and I was like, well, it'd be better if I just, like, scrub it off and, like, just paint, because we had to get that cheap at, well, I actually really like it. Well, actually, my ex-boyfriend Jason was such a doll, and he knew I sucked at it, so I'm not even fucking playing with you. We would make a night of it. Like, we would listen. And he cooked too, because I don't fucking cook. Sorry, guys, I don't care. I can order you a pizza. I can order you some Chinese or whatever you want. I could, if I wanted to cook, I could, but I just don't want to. Nothing about cooking That's like waste of my time. I'm wasting all this time for a meal I'm gonna eat in 2 seconds when I could be doing a lot of other more shit. But he could, like, he enjoys it though. So I had a fucking caprese salad homemade and rare, because I eat my steak rare. I can't fathom any of you that eat your steak well done. If you eat your steak well done, get off my fucking podcast. Don't listen. Don't even acknowledge me at all. Because I don't understand you people. Why would you ever order a steak well done? Why would you even order a steak medium well? Like, that's how I know. Like, that's why I feel like I've categorized people that I feel like I'd be cool with or I wouldn't be cool with. If they order a steak, like, towards the, like, softer side, I've got, like, it looks like I've been in, like, an accident or somebody stabbed somebody and I tried to come to assist because I think I'm Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy because I binge-watched that the, you know, 2 weeks I was out of work. Because I quit my job, but now I got a badass. I got the same job, but I got bad. But it's the same position, is what I'm saying. But it's, dude, this it's like what I, it's like. I want to walk in there and like propose to them, like all of them, and like be like, "Where have you been all my life?" But I can't really afford all those rings, so I feel like I'd walk in there with like a 24 pack of beer, and be like, "Where have you been all my life?" And just give them beer instead. And I feel like that's actually going to be better than if I were, like, to pop. If I were to pop in there with, like, some, like, diamonds, like, yo, will you all marry me? And with this fucking, like, period blood looking shit all over my shoulder, I think that I would actually lose my job. So, no, I'm definitely not going to go that route. But at the end of the day, my ex-boyfriend Jason can make a bomb-ass steak, and I eat my shit rare. And I've categorized it because I used to work in the restaurant business. So the purpose of the podcast was that. About the period blood. I actually, thankfully, didn't get any on my mother's floor. My mother and my father's floor. I got a lot on myself. But I... Oh, shit, I did get some on the floor. Oh, Mom, if you're listening, I'm just joking. No, it looks like... See, like, if you just take a quick look, it looks like somebody just bled out all over this floor. Looks like I just committed murder, but I didn't commit murder. I just dyed my hair. So, make sure that you actually wear, like, a turtleneck with long sleeve. Because, like, I'm going to have to walk in there looking like this tomorrow. And that's going to suck. I'm just going to be like, well, I just got a new tattoo. Oh, god damn it, it's on my chin. And that is why I have a problem. Because it's like, do you go to the salon or do you not? Plus, I've had a lot of, oh, wait, come on, hold on. Amp me up, I'm scrubbing it off, it's coming off. Get off my shoulder, you look like somebody's flat song, period, blood on my shoulder, and it's not a good look. Got most of it, guys. And I noticed when I get in the shower, it usually gets off, too. But, like, I really like that red intensifier. It really intensifies. But, like, if you save the shit, because I'm done with it, I don't need to put any more on, then it, like, bursts. It's so weird. I'm going to have to Google that, why it does that. So, long story short, guys, if you're going to dye your hair, like, really know it, like, at home, and you're, like, not that kind of person. Like, I'm not, I can't paint my fucking nails. I can't. It's not. And I'm okay with that. It doesn't make me less of a woman just because I can't paint my fucking nails. Just because I paint my nails like a preschooler does not make me less of a woman. It just makes me have no... It all boils down to one thing and one thing only. Patience. It's because I have no patience. But I want to look good. But I can't afford it. Like, I don't have the time. Nor can I feel Boca Raton. I was about to say Raton. Oh my god, I'm gonna drop down and give you 10 right now. Seriously, I'm doing it. One, two, and I'm so sore because I don't. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Burpee it up. I just did. I sincerely just did. As you could hear, I would get weird with it, with my accents when I do it. So listen, guys. I don't even remember. Like I like that just like snapped me back. I was like, oh shit. Do I have a workout tonight? I have a swimming workout I can't wait to do, but it's definitely not gonna be tonight. I'll tell you that. Got red hair dye in my hair. Could you imagine doing laps in a pool when you got hair dye in your hair? What the fuck do you think that's gonna happen in the pool? What the fuck do you think that's gonna happen to you? It's two chemicals. So anyway, I don't fucking like getting my nose done. I love the way it looks afterwards. You know what I think? I think that they should like provide a service to where they legitimately give you anesthesia and like knock you out for the time being, or give you like a sedative for having to sit there. Like having to, that's the problem for me, personally. Having to sit there the whole time, it drives me fucking crazy. Because it's like, I don't really, because they get all in your space. And it's just like, I don't want to talk. I mean, but there's been some people where you like connect with and whatever. And I had this badass nail lady. I got to go see her. Her name's, I think it's Jennifer. And I haven't seen her in a while because she's pretty fucking expensive. But she's right there at the corner of Boca. She's right by the Orange Theory I used to go to. By the Ross. It's Boca. No. Yeah, obviously it's Boca. Raton. Oh, the reason why I did the push-ups was because I legitimately was about to say Raton. Again, like, maybe it is Raton. Maybe I was wrong. All this time. Maybe I was wrong all these podcasts I've done. Maybe every single podcast that I said all you guys were wrong. Maybe I was the one that was wrong. It could happen. I'm not fucking perfect. But anyway, it might goddamn be Raton. No, see? Now I'm getting all confused. So I'm gonna move along. But no, she's at the corner of, oh my god, I got this shit all over me. It looks like I just like literally went to like the Civil War. Like I always just want to say the Silver War because it's like easier for me to say than Civil. I don't know why Civil is not, see, now I'm just losing it. Now I'm just tired. Now it's just like time for me to be like, Jess, it's time to go. It's time to shut the fuck up now. You have to get up and bust ass. I got 3 loans clear to close this week. Well, one's still pending because of the mortgage insurance certification that the underwriter does. But I'm really happy with my new place that I'm at. I think I might have finally found a home for once and all. So that's good to know, right? I feel like the feeling's mutual with them, but you never know. I hope so. But if I walk in there with period blood all over my arm, I don't think so. But it's not period blood, it's just red hair dye. But thank fuck I didn't get it all over my floor. Not good. I still gotta, like, if I could show you, I gotta start doing video podcasts. If I could show you this fuckery going on in my bathroom right now, you would understand a little more. And yes, I did truly do the 10 push-ups. So I'm going to end it there, guys. I want to say, like, that's another thing, real quick. I want to save the rest of this hair dye because there's a lot left. Because I have short hair. But the thing is, it'll explode. It does, guys. It really, really does. It explodes everywhere. And I'm just going to wrap it up in this thing. So I just want to tell my mother, because yes, I live with my parents at the moment. Because Boca Raton, it's pretty goddamn expensive, bro. Plus I have my daughter, And, you know, but I'm moving out soon. I have a goal. I'm just trying to do it right, you know? Like, if I have this beautiful house to stay in and, you know, we all get along, and also my dad, you know, he had an accident, so it's like, it works out for me to, you know, be here too. Then I'm not gonna rush it. But however, I am almost 30 and I am about to lose my goddamn mind because I need my motherfucking own place because I'm about to lose my goddamn mind. Because I'm done with it. But I appreciate everything they've done for me, but it's time now. But it's always been a financial issue. And I'm not one of those who's just gonna get a motherfucking roommate off Craigslist. Fuck that noise. Do you really think that my potential new badass CEO ass wants to be chopped up in pieces in a goddamn dumpster somewhere? And I got my daughter second, most importantly. So, no. I don't do the roommate thing if I don't know you. And if I was to do the roommate thing, I'd have to really, really move. Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, I met you somewhere. I met you at Publix and we exchanged numbers because you needed a mortgage and you heard me talking on the phone and you heard that I am a processor and we exchanged numbers and then you were like, oh, hey, roommate. No, none of that. Because I'm not, no. It's fine, but I have a goal and it's gonna happen, especially now. Because I am on my game, and I mean because I am on my game. Not because anybody's telling me to be on my game. Not because I feel like I have to be on my game. Because I want to be on my game, and I'm mentally, you know, the most on point that I've ever felt in my entire life, which is a beautiful thing. And I'm only 29, so the possibilities are endless, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jess Saucier coming to you live here. Boca. Whatever, you know, maybe I'm gonna start a poll and send it out. I'm gonna say Raton. And you guys tell me what you really think it is. And honestly, it doesn't even fucking matter. Say whatever the fuck you want. Like, sometimes maybe I wanna say, I really like Raton though. My mom actually made that up. I really like Raton. So it looks like somebody spilt red wine all over my head and my top of my forehead and the half of my shoulder. So I'd rather go with that one and walk into work tomorrow and just say, hey guys, listen, I chugged 5 bottles of wine and then it just like stuck. Oh my God, could you imagine drinking 5 bottles of wine in one night? That would, like, I feel like that would be a suicidal, like, get your ass to the hospital, get you some help, bro, because why the fuck would you want to drink 5 bottles of wine? I used to be huge on wine, but I never drank 5 bottles. I never drank 4 bottles. I never drank 3 bottles. I never even drank 2 bottles. The most I would drink a night, the worst case scenario, would be like when you would go to the liquor store and you got the like the bigger bottle of wine. Like, not the little, like that little thing is like 2 glasses of wine. So that's acceptable 150%. But the big, the one, the step up from that. That's like, and basically, it's about 4 glasses of wine if you pour your, I've got like, it looks like I was, I'm not even going to say this. Oh my God, I can't believe the thoughts there. I'm not even going to get there, raunchy. It looks like I was... Let me say this in a way that it's professional and respectful and appropriate. My fingers look like I was hanging out with my best friend in college and we decided to experiment when she truly just needed a Band-Aid. That's what my fucking... Like, from this red hair dye in it. And trust me, I don't want to experience it like that. I love the men. I love the men. I love the penis. I do. Like, that's not to say, like, you know, you don't, like, look at a woman and be like, oh, she's fine. Like, she's hot. Whatever. But I don't get that hurt. Like, it's just like, oh, she's beautiful. Whatever. Great ass. Great tits. Good for you. You know, whatever. But it's not like, oh, I'm going to, like, chump your bones. Like, not at all. Not whatsoever. And it's just not there for me like that. I mean, speaking of, I have a little... Speaking of, meaning sex-wise, I love penis, guys. I do, like, I can appreciate a beautiful woman, but it's not what I want. Like, it's not what I'm looking for at all. I mean, I don't have to make any excuses. It is what it is. So I look like a stained wine brat. It looks like I just, like, jumped into a whole bowl of grapes. And I was like, make me the glass of wine. And that's where I'm going to end it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Have a great evening. I look like a bottle of wine. Yo. Later.